middle priority schools. Exhibit 38C, District's Exhibit 38C, is a snapshot of the trainings received by Hiram Johnson High School. It lists some of the trainings received specifically by title. It also details departmental meetings and common planning time, where many of the trainings that Mr. Cedros testified to and Ms. Shelton testified to were also received. Mr. Cedros, who is intimately familiar with the trainings that his staff has received, testified that all of his staff members had received the DataWise training. He also testified that all of his staff members had received the home visit trainings, which the administrative law judge found so pivotal for the priority schools. So in correcting this factual error in the administrative law judge's decision, you bring Hiram Johnson High School on par with the other priority schools for whom the administrative law judge determined that their employees did have sufficient training and experience. So again, we would urge the governing board to review the record and the citations that the district has set forth and reverse the administrative law judge's findings relative to Hiram Johnson High School. We'd also like to urge the governing board to reverse the administrative law judge's findings relative to employees who are in their first year of service in a priority school. Specifically, the administrative law judge stated in finding 110 that there are numerous teachers at the priority schools who are in their first year of service at a priority school, and that these employees will not have even had the opportunity in that 1 year to complete one cycle of inquiry under the DataWise process. This statement assumes incorrectly that employees cannot complete more than one cycle of inquiry in a given year. The ALJ appears to confuse the concepts of training and experience in her decision relative to the first year employees assigned to the priority schools. In terms of experience, Ms. Shelton, Mr. Husher, and Ms. Purcell testified that most of the priority schools have completed at least one cycle of inquiry, if not multiple cycles of inquiry, in a single year. Mr. Husher and Ms. Purcell testified about the fact that many of the priority schools have moved from cycle of inquiry into instructional rounds, which is the next step in the DataWise process. Ms. Shelton specifically testified at volume 2, page 152, lines 15 to 25, that DataWise training is implemented at such a deep level at the priority school to the point that staff is able to go through the cycle of inquiry and complete another cycle of inquiry in one school year. Ms. Shelton testified that all of the employees proposed to be skipped under the priority school skip, including first-year teachers, have special experience that more senior employees do not have. In terms of training, those teachers and counselors who are in their first year of service at a priority school have received the same type and level of training as their colleagues who have more than 1 year of experience. These trainings include trainings in DataWise, Right Tools, culturally responsive teaching strategies, and home visits that the judge found to be unique in upholding the skipping of employees at 5 of the 7 priority schools. Ms. Shelton further testified as to the uniqueness of the training received by the priority school teachers, as did Mr. Husher and Ms. Purcell. Exhibit 38 of the district's exhibit binder at tabs A through G detail the myriad of trainings received by the priority school staffs, including those staff members who were in their first year of service at a priority school. The administrative law judge's findings of fact and conclusions of law relative to those employees in their first year of service completely discounts the training that those employees have received prior to and during the 2011-12 school year, and instead dictates that their lack of experience requires the rejection of the skip. With regard to the administrative law judge's determination relative to the counselors assigned to the priority school, the administrative law judge erroneously determined in finding number 108 that the counselors assigned to the priority schools did not receive specialized training. Again, this is contrary to the testimony in the record. The administrative law judge made the statement that while counselors at the priority schools participate in common planning time, they do not deliver academic instruction and do not implement the teaching strategies adopted by the priority schools. The ALJ is correct that counselors participate in common planning time, which, as Ms. Shelton testified, is the space for employees at the priority school to conduct the DataWise process. Not only do the counselors, though, participate in the intense work done by the priority school staff during common planning time and work with the consultants who are brought in to work with staff during this time, the counselors have actually received the training mentioned in Finding 101. Particularly, Mr. Cedros testified that at Hiram Johnson High School, where 5 of the 7 priority school counselors skipped are assigned, that all of his staff received the DataWise and home visit training. Mr. Cedros specifically testified on page 69, lines 12 to 15 of volume 3 of the hearing transcript, that his counselors received DataWise training. Thus, the counselors at Hiram Johnson High School received the same level of training as the teachers at that school. In addition, Mr. Cedros testified that all of his staff received training in classroom management and physical environment of the classroom. One of the counselors assigned to Fern Bacon is specifically listed on Exhibit 38B as having received the DataWise training. She also participated in numerous other trainings at Fern Bacon that were applicable to her position as a counselor, including a training called High Quality First Instruction that was received by the teaching staff at that school. Consistent with Ms. Shelton's testimony that counselors do receive the DataWise training, another employee, a counselor assigned to Rosa Parks, is also listed on Exhibit 38E as having received the intense DataWise training provided to all Rosa Parks employees prior to the start of the school year. In addition, this particular counselor at Rosa Parks participated in a number of the other trainings that were provided to Rosa Parks staff during the 2011-12 school year. The administrative law judge's findings of fact and conclusions of law relative to the skip of the counselors at the priority schools is inconsistent with several of the district witnesses and with the evidence that was admitted during the hearing. Counsel for respondents stated that the district did not, in Exhibit B, address the issue of the social workers and PE teachers who were assigned to priority school and whose skip the judge did not uphold. The district is not asking the board to reverse that portion of the judge's findings. We are only asking the governing board to reject the administrative law judge's findings relative to the counselors who were assigned at the priority school. With regard to Rosa Parks Middle School, the administrative law judge found that the district's claim that Rosa Parks employees have special training rests on the 40 hours of DataWise training that most, but not all, of Rosa Parks employees received during the 2011-12 school year, Rosa Parks' first year as a priority school. Exhibit 38E shows that the training that was conducted at Rosa Parks in data inquiry was conducted in over 40 hours over a 5-day period. That shows the intensive level of the training that the Rosa Parks employees received in DataWise before the start of the school year. There was testimony specifically from Ms. Shelton that the training for Rosa Parks employees was conducted by Transformation by Design, the team that developed the DataWise process. Ms. Shelton testified as to the intensity of the training that was received by Rosa Parks staff. That is evidenced in Exhibit 38E by the 40 hours of training that staff received. In addition, Ms. Shelton testified that all of the Rosa Parks employees received this DataWise training. To the extent that there are employees who are listed on the training matrix as not having attended the training, Ms. Shelton's testimony was that based on her oversight of the Rosa Parks employees and her knowledge of the training and the training that those employees had received, that all of the employees at Rosa Parks had received that DataWise training. In addition, Ms. Shelton testified that the staff at Rosa Parks spent significant time receiving training in scope and sequence and delivery strategies, which were essential to helping them reach their unique student population. Ms. Shelton testified specifically on page 214, lines 9 to 23 of volume 2, that Rosa Parks staff received training in the Common Core and did intense work with the consultant on understanding and implementing the Common Core strategies, which included coaching throughout the year by consultants. Ms. Shelton testified that the Common Core training was not provided at the same level at any other school in the district. Exhibit 38E further demonstrates the myriad of other trainings that Rosa Parks staff received during the 2011-12 school year. The administrative law judge further found that in terms of experience, Rosa Parks employees have only served in a priority school for 6 months, which the administrative law judge determined was insufficient to have engaged in the cycles of inquiry, in all of the cycles of inquiry. The administrative law judge's conclusions and findings of fact are once again contradicted by the testimony of the district witnesses. Rosa Parks is in the same position as the six original priority schools were last year. Judge Frank, the administrative law judge who presided over the district's layoff hearing last year, held that the experience of five of the six of those priority school staff, coupled with the trainings that they had received, was sufficient to justify their skip. This decision by Administrative Law Judge Sarley for this year is inconsistent with those findings made by Judge Frank last year and essentially puts the employees at Rosa Parks Middle School in a different position based solely on the fact that they are a brand new priority school this year. For each of the four areas outlined above, the district respectfully requests that this governing board reject the administrative law judge's findings of fact and conclusions of law related to each and modify such findings as reflected in Exhibit B to the proposed resolution number 2703. Thank you.
As stated earlier, we are going to take a 5-minute break before we take public comment.